WHMP Morning News with Bob Flaherty continues on AM 1400 and 1240 and FM 96.9. News, information, and the arts.
There's going to be a legislative hearing on Wednesday in the State House in the afternoon at 1 o'clock. It's going to be a proposal to bring significant change for families with divorced parents. Ed Holstein is with us, the founder and board chair of the National Parents Organization. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. So what is this all about? What's going to be happening at the State House on Wednesday?
Governor Patrick put together a group of about 18 people with real diversity, all kinds of different experience. I sat on this group, and we did a complete rewrite of Massachusetts custody statute. It took us a year and a half to work out every wrinkle. Well, we want to pass into law, completely sweep away the old custody law, which is completely outdated and archaic, and replace it with one that will diminish the bitterness and the hostility that occurs in so many divorces. And if we do that, it's really going to help the kids, because the kids suffer from the bitterness and hostility between the parents. So anybody who cares about this, I urge you to show up at the Massachusetts State House on top of Beacon Hill in Boston
on Wednesday
at about 12 or 1230.
Now, the effort here, and Massachusetts is one of the states leading the way here, the effort here is to make a shared parenting the norm and not just automatically grant custody to one parent over the other. And God, I can remember back in divorce court back in the 70s, geez, the couples come in and try to trash each other and make each other look completely unfit. Could these days be over?
We would hope so. Right now, you're absolutely right. The law as it now reads sets people up to be a winner and a loser. So what better way is there to create a battle than to say one of you is going to win and one of you is going to lose? And what does the winner get? They get the kids, they get the house, they get a lot of money, and the loser gets those things. So of course there's a battle, and it hurts kids. So the new law says, look, relax a little bit. We're going to share the kids. So we're not going to have a winner. We're not going to have a loser. And also, if the judge is forced by circumstance to favor one parent instead of share parenting, the new law says, look, favor the parent who wants to be cooperative with the other parent and favor the parent who wants to encourage the relationship between the child and the other parent. It also has better language that instead of talking about custody, talks about parenting.
Yeah, right.
So it's just a friendlier law for kids all the way around.
Now, you, of course, have been covering this sort of stuff for a long time. You've heard some heartbreaking stories in court for the past 15 years when you've been doing this. My impression is that the kids themselves would clamor for this.
The kids absolutely would. I don't want to sound like a wonk, but now there's plenty of research. When you survey kids or when you survey young adults who just passed their childhood and their parents had separated or divorced, and you ask them, what would you have most wanted? What they say is a lot of time with both of my parents. And, you know, when you think about it, it just stands to reason. Take a five-year-old and ask them, well, which parent do you not want to see? And you've got a pretty guaranteed way to reduce that child to tears. So it's pretty obvious, just common sense, but now we've got research that proves it.
And if this passes, it would give powers to the courts to actually punish parents who ignore the time thing. If you're going to actually do the shared parenting thing, you could see where one parent would say, you can't have the kid this weekend and that sort of thing. This would actually punish parents that do that sort of thing, right?
Well, it gives the powers to do that. If it's warranted, because right now it's actually very common in which the custodial parent is supposed to give the child up according to a certain schedule and doesn't do it. And it's also pretty common that the non-custodial parent, who begins to feel more and more marginalized, stops showing up.
Exactly.
And this, both either of those behaviors is very harmful to the child, very painful for the child, and it gives this new law a few more powers to enforce the orders that the court itself has made, finding those to be in the best interest of the child, but yet they're being ignored.
Ned Holstein is with us. He's the founder and the board chair of the National Parents Organization. There has been some statistics that have come out. We're talking about pretty powerful risk factors here that have long been ignored when it comes down to taking care of kids. What are some of the findings that have come out about kids that are raised by single parents?
Well, you know, this is like a final exam. Remember each number, like, you know, when you had your history final, remember the exact dates in history. But if you look at things like the prison population, you'll find something like 70 or 80% of them come from single-parent homes. If you look at people who are in state institutions of other kinds, same thing. You look at those who have substance abuse problems, same thing. I may not have the numbers exactly correct. It's not because there's something wrong with the single parents. They're courageous people. They're trying hard. They want the best for their children. what we learn is that too often it's just not working well for the children, and they need both their parents and do better when they have both their parents. And of course, I'm talking about when both parents are fit. If one of the parents is a psychotic or is a drug addict or is a career criminal, it's another story. We're talking about fit parents who are involved with their kids and when there's no domestic violence.
God, imagine in this day and age, people are actually listening to kids for a change. This is kind of refreshing, isn't it?
Well, it's very strange because our opponents say, well, you guys don't care about the children. You just care about fathers' rights. And we're not at all about fathers' rights. We're about parents being treated equally, not rights for one side or the other. And we're about helping children. And then they say, you need to listen to the children. Well, when you do listen to the children, what you hear is, I want my mother. I love my mother. And I want my father because I love him too.
What should people do, people that are listening right now? This thing is all happening at the State House on Wednesday starting about 1 o'clock. What should people be doing?
Well, it's a tall order. Drop everything. Come to the State House at 12 or 12:30. Ask the security guards, where will the Judiciary Committee hearing be? Go there and sign up for a sheet that will be labeled Senate Bill 834, which is the bill I'm talking about, Senate Bill 834, and sign up to testify, which sounds scary, but all you have to do is stand up there and say, this is a good bill for kids, and I'd like you to support it, please. If you want to tell a little bit of your personal story without attacking judges or lawyers or your ex, then do that, too.
This is sponsored, I guess, by Senator Ann Gobey from Spencer, and there's 43 co-sponsors. So there seems to be a little bit of a consensus for this right now, I guess.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned. Terrific. She is the lead sponsor, and she rounded up over 40 co-sponsors in the legislature. So we already have about a fourth of the legislature saying they want this bill, and they're willing to put their name on it.
This is the child-centered family law, the proposal that they're going to be talking about at the State House on Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Ned Holstein, the founder and board chair of the National Parents Organization. Thank you, Ned, for joining us.
Thank you.